Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The truth is found to be lies. And all the joy within you.
Grace Slick with Jefferson Airplane, or maybe Jefferson Starship, I forget. Welcome back. It's the same group, they just changed their name over time. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, our good friend, longtime Original Brain Trust member, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. If you want to know about the best information about the truth about health care, the truth about Obamacare, the truth about free market solutions to health care public policy, go to the Galen Institute, galen.org, and you'll find that there. Grace Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. So, Obamacare, as you knew and predicted, and as I knew and predicted, has had a little bit of a front page hiatus since the first quarter. A number of things got changed that were not that the president changed. You guys say that he changed arbitrarily 23 things unilaterally in Obamacare to that law unilaterally. And so that's some of those changes have taken the spotlight off of Obamacare, but only for a little while, right?
That's right. Actually, we are chronicling the changes on our website at galen.org to not only the changes that the president has made, mostly without the authority of law, just waving this magic pen, and the changes that Congress has made. I mean, the president has signed into law about 18 changes that the Congress has made to Obamacare, including getting rid of things like the 1099 reporting requirement for small businesses.
Which was a good thing.
And that's right. So, and that's the problem that for Obamacare opponents, that these now total 41 changes that have been made to this law are really taking some of the sting out of it temporarily. But businesses across the board are starting to see the impact and have to start complying with this law. The tax, for example, on health insurance for employers that goes into effect in 2017, many employers, especially larger employers, are having to plan now to get ready for that, for those taxes.
Well, you know, Grace Marie, my little company projects business more than a year in advance.
Sure.
I mean, I've got a 5-year projection for my little company. A lot of companies are doing that. That's not just a corporate America thing.
No, absolutely. And these changes are rolling through our health sector now. The the U.S. Healthcare Institute just did a study and a survey of employers asking them, do they think that this law is going to reduce their health costs? Something like 4 out of 5 said, no, it's going to increase them. Mm-hmm. Is this going to be better for your business or worse for your business? Again, 4 out of 5, worse for my business. So employers are saying this law, even though they were told this is going to reduce your costs, it's going to make things simpler and easier for you, they're saying now that they see this, and including the something like 30,000 pages of regulation that have already been written, they're realizing the full weight and burden of this law. It's going to be like complying with the tax code.
Well, and Grace Marie, if they're telling you now that they're convinced that they've got bad news waiting for them in 2017, that is making a direct impact on their hiring philosophy, their hiring plans, their growth plans, their capitalization plans, their capital expenditure plans for plant and equipment. This is making having a dampening effect on their willingness to take risks and and those chickens that they're projecting are going to happen in the future are actually coming home to roost now in right. the form of negative growth in the first quarter of 2014.
No question. And that's just one thing. This is the tax on expensive health insurance plans that goes into effect in 2017. The other big thing is the employer mandate, which was scheduled to go into effect this today. And the other thing this is doing, this law is creating, is uncertainty.
That's right.
And that's one of the things businesses hate. That, you know, we can figure out how to comply with the law, but tell us what it is. Well, we don't know when this employer mandate is going to go into effect. So what do employers do? Are they willing to hire that 52nd employee? Are they willing to create a new branch in order to be able to grow? Are they worried that they're going to have too many employees and they're going to be slapped with these big Obamacare
right.
fines if they don't provide the right kind of health insurance to their employees?
There's no question about it. And I'll tell you something. I've been polling small business owners for years, and I've never seen uncertainty be the consistent, and not just my polling, the surveying by what I consider the gold standard, Bill Dunkelberg's NFIB survey, 40 years of work he's done, more than 40 years, the constant refrain among small business owners is uncertainty, and that does not risk-taking create. That does not make people want to borrow money, take risks, hire an employee, hoping, you know, believing that they can grow into that expansion, adding a new line of products, whatever. That is not going to turn this economy around. And it's amazing to me, folks, how this administration apparently doesn't care about those things. When have you heard President Obama talk about the economy, talk about doing something about the economy? And we're going to take a quick break. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. She'll be back with us after these messages. Galen.org is her website. Check it out. Galen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.